You're listening to Who's Talkin' with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on Fox Sports 910.
All right, this song is a foreshadow of what hopefully the Who's will do tonight. There's a little Orange Crush from REM, and this is Frank in studio with fellow guest host, co-host, in Robert Fish. And Robert, it's been a lot of fun having you on the show tonight. Good comments from Yuri Barnes. It's always good to hear from him. Yuri was one terrific basketball player. Let me tell you something, folks. If there was a ball that could be had as a rebound, he didn't lose it.
Yeah, he when he got his hands on it, and of course, you know, he had Ted Jeffries in the mix in there too, and Jason Williford.
Ted was a fine basketball player, but Yuri would get up to the top of the board and snatch that rebound, and you could almost hear the ball being compressed. You know, about 4 or 5 pounds of air got knocked out of it when.
Well, he's on the. You know, he's one of the top rebounders. In the list there. So he did a great job, and you know, I still have images of on the backside of some of those zones when Jason Williford would clean off the glass pretty well on the backside. He was a great backside rebounder.
Oh yeah, terrific guy. Smart.
Between
very
those guys,
smart player.
They didn't lose a lot of rebounds. You know, unless you're facing some of the even against those bigger teams though.
Yeah.
When Carolina brought those big teams in. They were still able to get on the glass pretty well.
Well, at one time, Chris Alexander played with these same players.
Right, yep.
And, you know, Chris was a legitimate 6'9", 6'10". So with Yuri, Chris Alexander, and Jason, they were, and even Ted, they were going to get those rebounds. But, all right, let's talk about the schedule this week in the ACC. What do you think, Robert? Virginia plays North Carolina State tonight in JPJ at 7 o'clock. I'm predicting the Wahoos win by 5 points. Tougher game than expected, but I think State, this is their last-ditch effort here, trying to avoid one of those play-in games, and they're going to play their heart out, but Virginia's too much.
Yeah, I think, you know, channeling the inner Pete Gillen here about make sure you got your legs, right? But as Pete used to say all the time, we didn't have our legs. Third game in 6 days. Might take a little bit away offensively, maybe. Hope not. I'm thinking in the same range as you are, about 5 to 7 points. I think NC State's going to be, I'm hoping not. I'm hoping the Virginia defense, you know, does its job. But I think they're going to get some points with some of the guys they have on the floor. They've got some options. And if Barber, again, if Barber can create.
He's hard to control.
If he creates, he's going to cause problems because he can dish it out. He can find one of the Martins. He can find Rowan. He can find Anya or, you know, Abu.
Roland.
As well.
Roland is a good outside shooter.
So, I mean, they got a ton of guys, but I still think Virginia can come away with a win tonight.
Tuesday night, Wake is at Pittsburgh. I'm not sure. I think that's a game. Pittsburgh at 6-6 has got to have.
Yeah.
And Wake is just struggling. They're 1-12 in the conference. Syracuse at Louisville on Wednesday night. You know, I see that game as almost being a toss-up, although, you know.
It should be a Louisville win. At home, but what mindset are they in right now?
Yeah, after giving up that game at Notre Dame.
Yeah, and not only that, but, you know, they're not going postseason.
Yep.
So, and some of those kids that transferred in that weren't a part of any of the scandal that took place come in as grad students. You know, I think Syracuse is playing a lot better than they were.
So yeah,
they're right in the middle of the pack. It could be a surprise team coming down the stretch.
Trevor Cooney and Michael Benajee, that's a tough combo right there.
Shoot, yeah.
And Richardson, that guy can play. BC at Clemson, I see Clemson winning that going away. Duke at Carolina on Wednesday night, that's a nail-biter game. You know, I think Duke has got their hands full inside the Dean Smith Center this year. It would take almost a spectacular showing by Duke shooters. Not that they can't do it, but
yeah.
It would...
I think you know, it's odd to hear that they had such a big celebration with their, you know, 1 point win over Virginia, and how backwards is that going back to the, you know, going way back to hear that thought process. But the thing about you wonder about them going into this game and against Carolina, another big rivalry game for them to get up for. You know, I think Duke's done a great job to crawl back to where they are, but
tough turnaround, and they have to go into a hostile environment
and more hostile than usual because of the
situation and the standings and everything.
Yeah.
Georgia Tech at Florida State, who cares? VPI, the Hokies are at Miami Hurricanes. Tough game for the Hokies, and if the Hokies, who are currently 5-7 in conference and 13-12 overall, this is crucial game to try to stay above 500 or stay above 500 overall and 5-7 in the conference. If they want to get to 500, they got to steal one on the road.
Miami's good, though. I don't know if this is the one they can get, but we'll see. But I mean, Tech's playing well at times, but I think Miami is one of those teams that was thought they were going to be really good this year, and I think they've lived up to that expectation.
So. You know, looking here at the schedule, Duke is at Louisville on Saturday, so there's another double whammy going from one big building to another, playing hostile crowds, and I think they're going to get the Boo Birds going in those games. Might not be able to win that game either. Miami is at UNC. I see Carolina handling them. Pitt at Syracuse. Syracuse will win that game, I think. Florida State at Virginia Tech. Tough game for the Hokies, but one I think they probably can steal at home. Clemson at NC State. Who knows? The Notre Dame at Georgia Tech on Saturday. And then Sunday, Boston College at Wake. Very active schedule this week. A lot happening. You notice the Wahoos don't play this weekend. They don't play again until the following Monday when they play. UVA will travel down to Miami on next Monday night. And interestingly enough, Who's Talking is having a live remote next Monday night over there at Friday's Glenside and Broad. This will be a lot of fun. The UVA Club of Richmond is involved. And right now, Billy McMullen is on tap to join us there in the temporary studio at Friday's. And come on out. There'll be prizes, door prizes, and there'll be some drawings and drink and appetizer specials. And it's going to be a lot of fun. If you missed the one we had back in November, boy, that was a riot. We had a great time. All right, Robert, wrap us up. What do we got? What's going on?
Well, you know, we've got the game tonight, and as you said, nothing going on for the week until Miami, and with three games in 6 days, I think you definitely need that break. You're going to need that break at this point in time. So,
Got a quick Olympic report, almost brain lock there. The UVA men's tennis team, believe it or not, after beating TCU and Wake, advanced to the finals of the ITA National Indoor Championships and lost. This is a shocker. Broke the epic winning streak that they'd had going on, I think 140 matches. They lost to the Tar Heels. Hats off to the Tar Heels. Let's see here. UVA women's basketball had a losing streak that they finally broke through and beat Boston College. UVA men's lacrosse lost a tough home opener against Loyola. Hopefully this is not something that's foreshadowing the season. The Wahoos took 40 shots, could only find the net four times. UVA women's lacrosse team beat number 4 Northwestern 10-8 down there in Savannah, Georgia. Big upset. And men's baseball is starting up very soon next weekend. And anyway, we're going out. Come out to Friday's next Monday night for the live remote. Who's Talking live at Friday's next Monday.
You've been listening to Who's Talking on Fox Sports 910, sponsored by Ortho Virginia, LeClaire Ryan Law, TGI Fridays, Town Bank of Richmond, TheSaber.com, Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialists, Hildrop Moving and Storage, Kelleher Heating and Air, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, Lemaire Restaurant at the Jefferson Hotel, Pauley Martin Partners, and West Hampton Cleaners, with special contributions from Sarge Reynolds and Buford Scott. Get a podcast of Who's Talking at Fox Sports Richmond.com.